This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hour two of the show, Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX with you till noon. Every Friday at this time, we bring in from the KMOX newsroom, Scott Jagow, who roams St. Louis, and he's always got three good things for us. He's got lots of stuff to talk about happening in the area. What's going on today, Scott?
Well, let's start with roaming St. Louis. I went to a place on 13th Street called the 9th Street Deli.
So, you were just telling me about this place.
Yeah.
It's behind Antagonist, the coffee.
Yeah, Pieces, the board game.
Yeah.
So it's literally right next door to Anheuser-Busch.
Yep.
It's 13th and Lynch. But it used to be on 9th, and it was called the 9th Street Deli. And the brand was so strong, they had great reviews online, thousands of reviews. So they wanted to keep the name, even though they moved to a better space for them. And it's on 13th Street. It's a cool place. It's got a sports bar-ish vibe, but the food is unique. They make they do Cajun bacon. It's extremely salty, but it's delicious, and not many places make Cajun bacon. Sandwiches are very, very good.
I've not heard of it, but I will say, so is it quite literally as it sounds? You just picture bacon with like Cajun seasoning on it?
Pretty much.
Sounds really good.
It is.
How could that be bad?
Dude, I love Cajun food.
Yeah.
I love the Cajuns. I love all of that.
They always have a special.
I love the Cajuns.
No, it isn't. I said I love the Cajun seasoning and all that stuff.
You said I just love the Cajun.
No.
They have a sandwich of the day usually, and it's always, they make very unique combinations. It's not just your typical mustard and turkey and ham or whatever. They have some really interesting aiolis, and the guys who've been that are in the kitchen have been doing it together 25 years or something. Their burgers are fantastic. Their fries are really good. And they have music on Friday nights. So that's where I roamed.
Awesome.
So you said they've all worked together 25 years?
Something like that. Or they've had that much experience. But you can tell they get all the meats from Volpe on the hill.
Oh, yeah.
And their bread is always fresh. It's never stale or, you know. It's a good place.
That's
good
so
spot.
Good.
Check it out. 9th Street Deli on 13th.
9th Street Deli on 13th.
That's not confusing.
I like
at
it.
All.
No.
And why do you have this book, old book in your hands?
Well, it is an old book. It's actually from the 1970s. It's called
Better Than an Old Bag. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
No?
Is that one of your girlfriends?
Come here, you old bag. You know, all right. Anyway. You ever heard of old bag? Okay. Go ahead.
I have.
Sorry to derail.
It's called the Dictionary of Misinformation.
And
so, you know, today we have fake news and it's everywhere, and misinformation during the pandemic, and everybody was making a big deal about it. But, you know, this concept of misinformation has been around a long time. It's not new.
And is it okay? I don't know if this is part where you were going, but weren't they making a big deal too? Like, misinformation is on accident and disinformation is intentional. Is that right?
I guess
I don't know what it is.
I would say that's fairly accurate.
So the misinformation book you're holding, are these like urban myths?
Kind of. So things like Sir Lancelot never even saw the Round Table. Joan of Arc was not born in France.
What? Where was she born? Yeah.
She was born in a region that became France like 300 years later.
Well, that's France.
It's not
but
France.
But it wasn't called France.
Yeah, but nothing was called anything back then.
Well, it had a name. True. It had a name.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Kingdom of France.
Aragon? No, I just feel like she was born in what is modern day France.
What's another one?
India Inc. India Inc.
India Inc.
It comes from China, not India. You know, like
what is
the ink.
What is India Inc.?
It's a special kind of ink.
What does it do?
I don't know.
Is it the... Okay, now is it... Hold on a second.
Great book.
Yeah, great.
The show! I'm getting bored and I'm on it.
I can't bring the sauce every single time. Sometimes I have to bore you guys.
What if the book was just a bunch of facts and it was like, you know how they say India... Hold on. How they're like... The one fact is just, they say India Inc. is from India. It's not. And that's the end of the fact.
That's the whole fact.
Like, what you think you know about this is untrue, but there's no explanation to it.
No.
Like, what the actual truth is. I hope that's the whole book. Is
what
it?
Other boring facts do you have for us, Scott?
I don't know. This is Stu's book.
Stuart McMillan.
This book I just found. It's not even my book.
It's not my book.
Uh-huh.
He came up with some of the stuff in it, and then I just react to him.
Please.
And he does a President Trump impersonation while he's doing it.
Do me a favor. Please take that book out to him when this is over and say, this bombed. This bombed huge. Never give me ideas.
All right, I'm gonna move on.
I think it is interesting.
I have another
Can
subject.
I look at the book?
Sure.
Okay, you can't rectify the situation now. It's
I can
already
fix
ruined.
It. I'm fixing it. This is going to be even more boring.
I'm reading
for you.
While you're
I'm going to put you
continue.
To sleep. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. All right, go.
Okay, so I've been thinking about this lately. We hear a lot, time flies, and can you believe it's August already?
Yeah.
You know, about to be August next week, stuff like that. We say it all the time. So I was thinking about what are the explanations for why that is true, if it is true.
Okay.
It is. I mean, the scientific explanations are that as you get older, the percentage of like a week to you is a much smaller piece of your life. So a kid 8 years old, a week is a big chunk of their life already. That's one explanation, and I think that makes sense. But there are other explanations. Time flies when you're having fun actually is not true, because the way that you slow time down, according to the experts, is by having
fun.
New experiences and doing new fun things that weren't part of your life. So if you do the same thing every day, then time flies.
You know what?
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know why it makes sense?
Yeah.
When you're using directions to get to a destination, it feels like it takes forever to get there, but on the way back, it's always quicker.
Yeah. Right. It's true.
Because I've already driven this road.
Yep.
That makes sense.
I think I'm onto something.
If you're walking or running somewhere, you're so aware of every turn.
Yeah.
But you're right. The way back, okay.
It's like, hey, I've done this already.
I can do this.
I think there's something to it. And one of the professors who wrote a book about time said, our brains are designed to record change. So that's why if you break the patterns, then time actually slows down.
So,
the more you do the same thing, it actually speeds up. So
I will say
that's
interesting.
That's actually true. I always joke that I run in order to make life seem longer. You're like, oh my gosh, this is the most difficult 45 minutes or 2 hours of my life. But one thing with running, especially let's say you're racing a half marathon or a 5K, turns are difficult in a race, not only because it does kind of slow you down to turn, but it gets you out of your rhythm. And I did a race that had, runners will complain about all the turns, and part of it, because it gets you out of your rhythm, you suddenly become aware of time, you become aware of the pain, because if you can just get in a rhythm and run in a straight line, you stop noticing things. I really think there's something to that, just like that change, something that gets you out of your rhythm. It's also probably why we can waste so much time on the couch with like Netflix or doom scrolling, mm-hmm. because you almost go into a trance.
Or even fun scrolling, you know?
Fun scrolling. Yeah.
So I found an interesting fact from this book. The stupid book called The Dictionary of Misinformation that Stuart McMillan gave you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First of all, how old is this thing?
He said 1970s.
The 70s. Okay. All right. The Iron Curtain. You know the Iron Curtain speech?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Widely regarded as a phrase originated by Winston Churchill, is anything but. There have been several instances of its earlier use with substantially or exactly the same meaning, ranging from Queen Elizabeth of the Belgians in 1914. Between Germany and me, there is now a bloody iron curtain which has descended forever, she said. To Joseph Goebbels, who used the phrase Iron Curtain with reference to the Soviet Union in February 1945. Churchill used it in his address in Fulton, Missouri at Westminster College in 1946.
Hmm.
So Iron Curtain was not necessarily written by Winston Churchill. He did not come up with it.
Is that better?
Is that less boring than?
That's a good fact, and it's kind of local.
I'm gonna say it had a bit more context than the India Ink, which you knew nothing about.
India Ink. It's not from India.
Is it a euphemism for something else? Is it a food? Is it used in pens?
What kind of?
There was more context, but I will say this: sometimes I feel like that was disproving a fact that no one disputes. Like, did people think that he created that phrase?
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Everybody attributes it to him.
Yeah. See, I attribute to his speech that he gave the Iron Curtain speech, but I never thought he invented the phrase. I've never heard that. I know that he gave the speech. I know that he used the phrase Iron Curtain, and I know that he gave it in Fulton at Westminster.
I would just say the term Iron Curtain is attributed to him.
Didn't know
if
that.
If you say Iron Curtain, the first person that most people think of is him.
Yeah.
That's
the book is loaded with facts.
Teenage
like that.
Dirtbag. Listen to Iron Curtain, baby.
No, it's Iron Maiden. Oh. That's a band. Wow.
Iron Maiden.
Were you joking now?
Yes, I was joking.
Okay, thank God.
Love Iron Maiden, by the way. Big fan.
What did you chat about with Stu Mac?
Yeah. The stupid book.
This book?
Okay, well, we've blown through everything for this weekend. You got anything else for us?
what else you got?
That's all you've done?
I'm going to talk about time.
What about three good things?
That's
the time?
Time is going to be a part of the three good things.
What are the other two?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. It's in the process of being created in my mind.
That you could come in here knowing what the three things are. Do you have to wait until Sunday morning at 5 a.m.?
Are you going to talk about corn sweat?
Sometimes the creative process, you know, it works that way.
I did learn something
yesterday. Little deadline. Pressure.
You know how we talked about corn sweat, and I asked Jeff Nordine.
Oh, I just saw one about corn.
Dave Murray, the meteorologist who's been around forever, said he learned about corn sweat this year.
From us?
From somebody.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really...
See, this is how I felt with your stupid India Ink fact.
Oh, here's the fact about corn. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
In America, we use the word corn to mean only the kind of grain that grows on the cob. Originally, however, the word meant all the grains that are used as food for men or horses. What about the women, though? The women didn't get any?
We had no rights back then. They'd feed the men and the horses.
They didn't get any.
No corn
women
for the ladies.
Women didn't used to get corn.
Can.
Which is what it still means in England. The English refer to our corn as maize, using the name adapted from the Spanish. Originally, corn in America was Indian corn, but over the years, the qualifying word Indian was dropped.
Boring!
As a heads up,
God.
Still used in England. This book was written in 1975. Wow.
Well, oh, yeah. How about Boxing Day? You want to hear of something interesting about Boxing Day? As many people know, it has nothing to do with the pugilistics. What most people do not know is that it is not, by definition, the first day after Christmas, but rather the first weekday after Christmas. So, there you go.
Wow.
Can you imagine the wet blanket at a party going, well, you know, tomorrow's not really Boxing Day. Yeah. It's the first weekday after Christmas.
Uh-huh. Here's one about the invention of baseball, but I need to read it. What? It's too long.
This guy.
I mean, what did I start here?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to read this book for the rest of the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Steve isn't listening because I think we would have heard from him by now. The first hour was a disaster. So I think...
Well, there's one about alligators killing people. There are only a very few authenticated cases of an alligator killing a person.
Well, that was 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's different.
At any rate, a lot of people are returning all kinds of crap to Costco. We are going to talk about that.
I'm going to return this book to Costco, see if they'll give me my money
they
back.
Might.
You didn't buy it, so.
Scott Jagow, thank you very much. Three good things. Chat with Stu Mac, Roaming St. Louis.
Yes, weekend, Sunday, 6:30 to 9:30.
Appointment radio.
You guys want to hear something about Paul Revere's ride?
I don't think so. It's the Chris and Amy show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Voice messages, you know where to leave them? I do. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Beg me. Beg me. Beg me, and I'll tell you.
A little creepy.
Beg me. Say, Ronj, please tell me where to leave voice messages. Go ahead. Oh, since you did beg, yes, you can leave voice messages on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen to the show live. And we've gotten a voice message after our conversation regarding the selflessness or perceived selflessness of just having children.
Hey guys, just chiming in with whatever kind of wisdom this might be for that selfish conversation and kids. I think that having kids accelerates the learning of being selfless, because being a parent is one of the more sacrificial things you'll experience in your life. But then there's bad parents too, who are still selfish. So this is, even if you're being any kind of good parent, you're experiencing and learning and maturing in selflessness. But it's not the only place to learn that. And if people think that, it is cruel. And that would be very short-sighted to think that parenting is the only place that you can experience or grow in selflessness. Because we're given many opportunities in our life to do that. Parenting is just one of those opportunities. But as a single person, as a married person without kids, as somebody just living in the world, you'll have opportunities to. And the point is, are you going to take those opportunities to be selfless?
As you may have heard, that's Steve.
Yes, we did. We all heard Steve, that. Steve, but Steve, that was a great,
that's
great voicemail. There, I think that is so spot on.
Yeah, I completely,
really, really great.
I completely agree with him. It can be a vessel for making you a selfless person, but it does not. You're not inherently selfish if you decide not to have children, or can't, or don't, or, or whatever.
No, and like he said, that, you know, is assuming, you know, being a good parent, and then the way you approach having kids, because there are selfish parents, selfish people who are parents. Everything he said was just spot on, and really appreciate the call, Steve.
I just love it. I looked at Matt in the middle of the call. I was like, what's his name? I wanted to repeat his name, and Matt didn't know his microphone was on. He goes, Steve. Right in the middle of the message. Guy's giving this really nice, heartfelt, considerate thought, and just, Steve.
Sorry, Steve.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, again, if you have wisdom like Steve, Odyssey app.
I had a moment like that a few years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, where I didn't know my microphone was on, and I was explaining something you're not supposed to explain near a live microphone to a different person in the room.
Was it what was it?
I can't tell you.
Sexy time related.
Was it sexy time related?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I was explaining it to Randy Carricker. We mentioned this term during the segment, and Randy didn't know what it meant, and I said, I'll tell you during the break. And then I turned to him and went, here's what it is. And my mic was on.
How far did you get into the explanation?
Oh, I told the whole thing.
No, are you joking?
It didn't take long. It didn't take long. Tell you during the break.
No, I don't think I want to know, but that is so... That's so good. I love that you were explaining it to
Randy supposed to be Carricker. It was supposed to be Thompson's mic, and he turned mine on instead.
Oh,
anyway.
That is really, really good. It's hard to top that.
Maybe that's why I don't work there anymore. Anyway, what about Costco?
I know. I'm just... I have talked over a commercial, but it wasn't anything as salacious as that. I think I was just talking about something. It was like selling Cardinals tickets. And I went, yikes.
Oh, yeah.
Not
this
that
team
bad.
Stinks. Oh. You don't want tickets there.
All right.
She would not say that because
no,
they
I didn't
don't
say
stink.
That. Here's the thing. At Costco, they have a very generous return policy, but people were starting to not just abuse the return policy, but brag about it. For instance, this couple purchased a window AC unit from Costco. They bought it in the spring, used it all summer, and then said, well, we're a poor newly married couple, and we don't need this AC unit. We're not going to need one until next summer, so let's return it.
Oh.
Like, they used it and returned it. Another woman bought a rug that began to fray, and her 2-year-old daughter... spilled slime all over it, and she thought, you know, Costco will take it back, and $150 won't hurt them. So she returned it, even though her daughter had spilled the slime all over it.
Oh.
And so they just took it back, and Costco gave them a full refund. And so not only that, but people are starting to do hacks, like on TikTok, and advertise that they're, I would call it, stealing. One guy said, you want an endless supply of rotisserie chickens? Go to Costco, buy a rotisserie chicken, eat half of it, return it, get a brand new one, eat half of it, return it.
What do you mean return it?
Say that it wasn't good or it tasted funny.
You eat the whole thing though? Just bring back the bones?
Half of it.
Oh, half.
Yeah, or a little more than half and say this is not good. And because Costco has a generous return policy. Yep.
You don't need to eat half a chicken to know it's not good.
No. That's the point.
You know?
That's the point. That's they're scamming Costco.
I know. It's insanity. I felt bad because I bought a mattress cover, mm-hmm. you know, like you put it on before the sheet. It extends the life of your mattress from what I'm told.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got one and it says it's a noiseless mattress sheet, you know, mattress cover.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I sat on it and I'm like, oh man, it sounded like I was wearing parachute pants,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is not going to work. But I had already washed it, and I had already thrown away the packaging.
Yeah.
And so I contacted Amazon with the chat, and I said, hey, can I return this? I don't have the packaging. And I felt bad doing that, and they said, yeah. And then I realized they probably have people do way, way worse than wash something, throw away the packaging, and then return it.
That's going to happen. That one you don't feel bad about. This one, again, a Seattle woman is getting a lot of online fury because she returned a couch that she had for 2.5 years because she didn't like the color anymore. So Costco is now, you know, considering or is starting to clamp down on their return policy because stupid
people
are
it.
Abusing it. The policy abusers ruin everything.
City SC will play tomorrow night. They've got Minnesota. That's who they're playing. They just lost to Dallas. So we're going to talk to Dale Schilly, Academy Director for City SC and broadcaster on Y98. Dale is next, 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All caroms off those commemorative nostalgic kits. The final whistle is blown. Final score, FC Dallas 3, St. Louis City 0.
What are you laughing about?
Well, because Matt does a great job of playing sad music when our sports teams are struggling.
Well, this isn't sad. It says everything's in its right place.
Kind of sad.
A little bit.
It's pretty sad.
No, I mean, aura, he's saying everything is in order.
The aura is a bit ominous.
It is. And when Matt
when I listen
was,
to this song, it makes me feel like we're not making the playoffs.
Matt was over there quietly at his desk playing. He was previewing the song, getting ready to come back with it. And I heard the first half second.
I'm gonna play you what you heard.
Yeah. That's all I heard. And I go, was that Radiohead? He goes, you're a blanking nerd.
Yeah. Well, he played that because City SC is struggling.
Have you seen it's Jack White who says he just needs one note of every Beatles song and he can tell you what it is? And they go through it and he did, I don't know, like 50 of them and got something like 45 or 47 right.
And some of them are easier than others, like that beginning strum from A Hard Day's Night. Everybody knows that song. But he was able to name every single Beatles song that they played from one note. And that is pretty impressive. I enjoy Jack White. I like his solo more. I like his solo stuff more than the White Stripes, more than the Raconteurs. I like just Jack White solo.
I like White Stripes music, and obviously that's how I got into him. Mm-hmm. But he's had, and this is nothing against Meg, because she was perfectly fine for what their sound was, mm-hmm. but he's just had way more talented musicians around him since her.
Did they get divorced, or are they still married?
I think they're divorced. Yeah. You know that he took her last name.
Yeah, well, and also he pretended that they were sister and brother, which is weird.
Yeah.
He is an interesting guy, though. I did go to his offices and studio in Nashville, Third Man.
Yeah.
And he has like Victorian era Gothic decoration. I'm trying to remember if like his staff was dressed in Victorian era.
He probably did because he's a little odd. Like, so I met him. He was at a Sox game when I was working there and was up in a suite. And so I went up to talk to him and he just wanted to talk about ballparks. Big baseball guy. That's all he wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
We do have Dale Schilly with us, broadcaster for Y98 and the academy director for City SC. City has a game tomorrow against Minnesota United FC. What's going on, Dale?
Sorry about that, guys. I was on the field and I just got off. So I'm sprinting over here. So I'm, things are good.
We're glad to have you for a couple minutes. And what happened in Dallas?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think you go in with a game plan and you have an idea of how you want your team to play and how you want them to score goals and how you want to defend. And then you count on a certain level of effort and commitment. And we looked the part for the first 20 minutes and then something happened. I don't know. We gave up the goal and it just didn't feel like the guys had the same level of bite that Dallas had. And talking to Critch, he's got them regrouped. And hopefully this weekend we have a more invested performance.
Yeah, it's really tough. I know athletes they're affected obviously by what's going on in the field. Every game you show up with a chance, believing you have a chance to win, believing you're playing for something bigger. But we've seen it with the Cardinals. Ali Marmol said the other night that was the worst game the Cardinals had played. And you know these guys are putting in the effort and they're working hard, but it's frustrating, especially from a fan's point of view, because it feels flat. And I think when you're struggling and you're losing a lot of games, it can come across as flat. And it's hard to get out of that.
Yeah, and it's compounded by Dallas was not a team that was wanting to step high and press and make the game fast. They were willing to sit deep in front of their own goal and let the game slow down. And so then when you're watching it, you're wanting the game to be faster. You're wanting the team to create more chances. And we just stood on the ball. We had 60% of the ball, but we didn't create the number of chances and goal scoring opportunities that Dallas had created. So, yeah, I think, they're trying in that moment, but it's just everything is perceived to be slow because of the way the game was played, because of the heat. And I just don't think, I think the guys lost their confidence. They lost their energy after we gave up the goal in the 20th minute. And all of a sudden, we forgot the game plan and hopefully we find their way this weekend.
What is the most important thing for City for the remainder of the year? I mean, I we're being honest here. This is not going to be a playoff team. So what is the most important thing they can accomplish over the next several weeks?
Yeah, I think the eye towards next year and the year after, that's sort of that idea of what is it going to look like, and how are you going to make the players that you're going to be committing to better at the end of this year by their experience and playing, those additional games and being in a training environment. So I think you got to start identifying who are you going to keep around, who are you not, and then the guys you're going to keep around, they're going to be the nucleus of your group next year. You start to play them, and you start identifying who you're going to bring in from the outside to support, and you start building towards that next season. If you just get through the end of this year, then you're starting at ground zero come February. I think you're going to be behind the eight ball again.
Dale Shilley, we love talking to you every Friday. We appreciate your time once again. So if you could do us a favor and maybe just, get us a win. Get us a win tomorrow.
You know what? If I do, it's because of me. If we don't, it's Joey's fault.
Well,
obviously.
Yeah, most of this season rests on Joey's shoulders.
That's right.
And you know what? You could tell him we said that.
Tell him it is lack of enthusiasm.
That's right. It's his lack of, he's not invested enough. He really needs to come out of his shell, and then we'll be all right.
I love Joey. All right. Hey, we love you. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. Bye.
Dale Shilley on Y98. You can hear him call City SC Soccer, and you can hear the game tomorrow. They will take on Minnesota. It's a 7:30 game. Joey Zanaboni and Dale Shilley on the call for that. Dale is also the Academy Director for City SC. When we come back, we're going to get an update on the downtown Chesterfield development that is happening where the Chesterfield Mall used to be. Also, Adam Wainwright with an event here on Sunday. Michael Steinberg, president of the Steinberg Group, will join us next to discuss all of that on KMOX. Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji. It is 104.1 FM KMOX, and we have been following closely the development happening at the Chesterfield Mall site. Well, one phase of that, the first one, is complete, and we move on to the next as we get closer and closer to the development of the downtown Chesterfield area. Also, coming up is the first ever Big League Bash benefit concert with Adam Wainwright happening at the Factory, and that's happening on Sunday. So to talk about that with us, the president of the Steinberg Group, it is Michael Steinberg with us now on KMOX. Good to talk to you, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your show today.
So Amy is very upset. Well, and she needs to tell you about it.
Well, I grew up going to Chesterfield Mall. I started an ill-fated campaign called Save Chesterfield Mall. But I started it after I realized it was already knocked down. So people said I was a little late.
So, Michael, first of all, here's the question. Is it too late to save Chesterfield Mall?
Yeah.
Well, it is a little late, but we're going to reimagine it to something even better. Everything has a life cycle. And, Amy, I hear this all the time. I grew up in Chesterfield. I went to the mall. I was a mall walker. It reminds me, I grew up in Omaha, and there was a mall called the Crossroads Mall. Mm-hmm. I watched it being built, and it's been torn down today, and I had the same feelings you had. How could that happen? Yeah. What happened to the time? But that happens.
It does, but I will say this, which I'm really glad about the new downtown Chesterfield development, is that the mall is not being knocked down and turned into something depressing and unusable, because that happens where it's just an empty space or a storage facility, but you're actually, bringing life to the area again, which I think is exciting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And we're going to try to make something even better and make something that will the region will be proud of, and that Chesterfield will be proud of. And I feel that this is an opportunity to show people this isn't just tearing something down and putting some apartments up or putting some offices in, but it's a well thought out opportunity to really reimagine what this area can be.
So the phase we are now entering is going to last about a year to a year and a half. What is going to happen over this period? Because it's not going to be finished by the end of next year, completely finished. But so this will be a process. So what does happen over the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, we're going to grade the entire site, and we're going to put all the roads in. We have redo the ring road that goes around Dillard's all the way around. It's 1.25 miles. It's going to have a bike path on it. It's going to have a walking path on it. We're going to put all the interior roads in. We're going to put all the landscaping in. We're going to put all the lighting in. A lot of the art, the entrances will be done. But more important, the 3.3 acres park right in the middle will be completed so people can see the vision of what's going to happen. So that's going to take probably anywhere from 12 to 18 months. And it depends on the weather. We're all sweating today, but it does get sometimes cold and rainy in St. Louis. So we got to pay attention to that. So hopefully by the fall of 2026 or the spring, 2026 or the spring of 2027, we'll be complete with this project, part of the project. And it's about a $35 to $40 million investment that we're making to just develop everything I mentioned above.
When you mentioned the roads, and since you did, I'll ask you about this. I know there was some concern from residents in the general area that there could be an issue with traffic, that they are worried about more of that or that it would be unmanageable. What is being done to make sure that isn't going to be a problem for the residents already there?
So we have plans that we submitted to MoDOT and the county and the city that were approved. We are not obligated to do any of the road improvements until we have 1,200 residential units. However, that's not how we operate at TSG. We want to get ahead of it. And we have started submitting additional plans right away so that we can start the road improvements sometime in the spring. It's mainly on Clarkson Road. And I think everybody will be happy with that. We have a plan that will not impede traffic, but only enhance traffic. Our traffic that we're going to generate from the project is going to be less than what was generated when the mall was there.
I know the Steinberg Group has done a lot of development, and in your career, where does this rank as far as size? Because from a regular residence perspective, it looks like a massive undertaking.
It's probably the largest project I've ever been involved in. I've been involved in two large projects, you know, the Chesterfield Commons that I started in 1993. And then I did a project outside of Denver called Prairie Center. But this really ranks to the top. And this probably be my largest project that I'll ever do. I'm going to celebrate 50 years of being in the real estate business May 18th of next year. So I think this is my, not final, but it might be the biggest and hopefully the best project that I could ever do.
Yeah, it is. It's a massive undertaking. And just as a quick side note, when you did build Chesterfield Commons in 93, did you have people saying, man, you're crazy. You can't, no one's going to build here in the valley. It's a floodplain.
I heard that from a lot of people. I heard from the residents it was going to cause traffic. It was going to ruin the valley, and I heard it from everybody. And I think I proved everybody wrong. You know, we built the interchange. It was the first private interchange ever built in the state of Missouri. It's an architectural interchange. We fixed Chesterfield Airport Road. We fixed the levees. We did a lot of different things for the infrastructure that has made the valley what it is today. And there's always going to be people that say, "Oh, it's gonna fail. It's gonna do this." I like that. It gives me motivation to prove them wrong.
Michael Steinberg from the Steinberg Group is with us on KMOX, and I want to return to the valley here in a moment because we'll talk about the factory and the Adam Wainwright event happening on Sunday. But the buildings on the downtown Chesterfield site, the Dillard's building is still there. The Macy's building is still there. Macy's will be renovated and Dillard's is reopening, right? And that will be done by the end of next year. Is that the expectation?
Probably in the spring of 27, it should be done. both of them. They both should be open. And the first floor of Macy's is going to be retail. The second and third floor will be offices. We have a lot of interest from local companies to be in the office of Macy's, and it won't even look like a Macy's. We've been working with the city. We've been working with different tenants to come up with a design that's, I don't call it the I Am Pay design, you know, something fancy, but something that will stand this test of time. You know, we want to make sure that in 20 years, people won't come there and say, well, that looks like it was built in 2026.
Right. Not dated. It's not going to look dated. That's awesome.
That's correct.
Well, a big weekend, as Ranj said on Sunday. You have Adam Wainwright headlining the first ever Big League Bash benefit concert at the Factory in Chesterfield, which, by the way, has hosted some unbelievable bands, musicians, comedians, and events since it opened a few years ago.
Yes, it's been one of my proudest developments I've done. You know, I do a lot of philanthropic, and so on the non-philanthropic side, the factory has really exceeded my expectations. I had no idea I would do something like this, and we opened 4 years ago, July 11th, and I think we've now had over 500 concerts, and I think we've had over 200 private events, and I would bet we've had several million people that have been through our doors in that period of time.
And I'll say this, I can speak from experience that you know it's a success when you're pulling people from the city to come out to Chesterfield for concerts, friends who live in Soulard, Lafayette Square, Clayton, whatever it is, heading west to Chesterfield. And that's something that we didn't talk about before. People in Soulard heading to Chesterfield to go to a concert.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends in the city.
Yeah.
I'm constantly going out there.
Oh, yeah, we built it. And, you know, when I did this, a lot of people said, well, that's not a very smart idea. You'll never get these people. And I said, you know, it's not like the Field of Dreams, but we built it so that it has great parking. It's free parking. We have great security, and we have great ingress and egress. So you're not stuck, you know, in an interchange that takes, you know, forever to get out. I think our average time to get out, and we've had some snafus of this, but it's anywhere from 15 to 18 minutes. You know, we had a malfunctioning light one night for the Goose concert, and of course I've heard from everybody, well, it took us an extra 15 minutes to get out. Well, I'm sorry, one of the detectors didn't work for the MoDOT, but we got on it. And what we've created there is, you know, the hub. It creates the place for people to go before, hang out. You know, there's restaurants out there on both sides of the highway. So it's really nice. And, you know, we're getting a lot of great acts. This year we'll have 173 concerts, and people say to me all the time, well, what's your favorite concert? I can't keep track of them all, you know? But I am looking forward to Sunday with Adam Wainwright, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the evening kicks off at 5:30. There will be a family-friendly tailgate party. You'll see Ryan Helsley is going to stop by, Steven Matz, along with other St. Louis Cardinals players. Obviously, Fred Bird. There'll be a silent auction, a raffle, games, prizes. Then the performances begin at 7 p.m., and of course, Adam Wainwright will be performing on the main stage as well. So tickets still available, I believe, for Sunday's concert. You can get general admission tickets, balcony seating, or VIP all-inclusive tickets that are still available.
Is bigleagueimpact.org the best place to go? I bet it is.
I believe it is. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. You guys know more than I do, but, you know, it's a great, and you know what I like about it? It's really a great for the community and what he's doing to make the world a better place. And, you know, that's one of my missions in life is to see how we can help other people. We didn't get here by ourselves. Adam didn't get here by himself. I didn't get here by myself. And let's see how we can pay back what we've learned and use our expertise to make it a better place.
I'll be there Sunday. It looks like it's going to be a blast. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be there too.
Awesome.
I'm coming back, so I can't wait.
Casey and the Sunshine Band is coming later in the year.
Oh,
the Factory.
That's a fun band.
OJs are going to be there.
Nice.
Oh, man. There's a big list. Michael Steinberg, we appreciate talking to you, and keep us updated on the development. I know we'll be checking back in with you to see how things are going. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for supporting us. And, you know, we'll try to make you proud, and you won't miss the mall in Chesterfield, I promise.
Well,
that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Kenny G's coming December 3rd.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kenny G. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Nice to talk to you. Thank
all right.
you.
That is Michael Steinberg, president of the Steinberg Group, with us. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.